Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 74.
How you doing today? Well, we are outside in this podcast, as you can tell. And occasionally, we do have sun and warmth in South Bend, Indiana. It is occasional, but this is the occasion. It is warm, but it is good because we like to remember what was winter like, and it was called not so good. And so that's why once in a while we enjoy just a few days like today, and you're going to see the clouds come and go because later on we're supposed to have rain, and that will take it down just a few degrees. Anyway, good to have you with us today on this podcast, and please, if you would, let folks know where this could be found. And then we have a lot of other websites you can go to find out about our ministry. We have Christ Chapel South Bend. We have Feeding the Nations. We have Summerall Ministries International. We have all kind that you could find just to see what we're doing and where we're going and what the ministry is doing in this present hour. In this moment, we have had months, not just mere days, of a lockdown of the whole nation because of COVID-19. And some are more adversely affected than others, as we all know. And if you're one of those who has been, or if you lost a loved one because of this dreaded virus that has inhabited our nation, we want to pray for you. We feel for you, and we pray that you do feel the prayers of the whole body of Christ praying for you and lifting you up. The Lord, He is our strength. And the one thing, though, I want to talk about today, just for a few minutes, outside of our church building on the hill that overlooks our warehouse over this shoulder of Feeding the Nations, is about fear. The Bible says fear has torment. And a lot of people are afraid. Now, it's one thing to be prepared. It's another thing to wear the mask. And please believe me, I'm not talking against anybody that wears mask. I have one. I keep it in the van. And we social distance here at church. We have hand pump things, you know, to my daughter calls it magic soap for her kids. All right, everybody line up for the magic soap. And, you know, they get to use it, make fun of it, but they keep their hands sanitized, and me too. We have them placed in different parts of our church where I can do exactly the same thing. Upstairs, downstairs, I can pump on my hands, and hey, I'm good. And no sweets, no pastries before or after church. And people that help in the kitchen, they're the ones that pump the coffee or the decaf or the hot water. And I mean, we do everything as we possibly can to make sure that we are not party to those that spread, but party to those that do away with. But there's a spiritual element that I don't want any of us to miss. And that is that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. So this is more than a flesh and blood issue. This is a spiritual issue that we have dominion, we have authority, we have rights as children of the Most High God. And I know that some people are afraid when somebody else doesn't have a mask on or social distancing. And a lot of people are confined to their homes. They can't get out, particularly elderly folks or single folks. They have basically no communication with other human beings. And I've said it in church on Sunday, if you've been watching it all on live stream, that the Bible tells us in the first part of Genesis that God looked, God saw that it was not good for man to be alone. He needed a woman. But then I also say it's not just a woman. God created human beings to interact with other human beings. So we need to see each other. We need to say hello. Even at a distance, we need to say, how are you? What can we pray for? And then wherever we're sitting between the pews, we can raise our hands and praise and honor the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and worship together as the body of Christ. And I know there's a whole lot of streaming going on. I know there are several Christian networks that are playing all kind of informative, but also music and teaching and words of comfort. That's wonderful. But there's nothing like seeing another human being who said, "Hey, how are you doing? Haven't heard from you for a while. And pray that you're doing well. And I've been praying for you. And I pray that you've been praying for me." There is something about it that cannot be duplicated by anything else. And so I want to speak just for a few minutes from Scripture about that thing called fear. And as I mentioned, the Bible tells us that fear has torment. While we lived in Hong Kong, and Brother Sumrall wrote a book, more than one book, but a book that was a hardcover book called Destroying Your Deadliest Enemy. And it was called Fear. And we had the artwork done in Hong Kong by obviously a Chinese person and published right there. And so in order to make the cover look interesting, he put a man on top, a soldier on top, a knight on top of a horse with a long spear and slaying the dragon. And written on the dragon was the one word, fear, destroying your deadliest enemy, that thing called fear. And so the Bible tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, "For God has not given to us," and I pray you're repeating this with me, "God has not given unto me." You know what? You made salvation a personal scripture. You need to make this a personal scripture. That God has not given unto me a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. In fact, it wouldn't hurt you every single day to get up, look yourself in the mirror, and say to yourself that 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, "God has not given unto me the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind." And you need to make that declaration over yourself every single day. But there's a couple of things you got to do. One, you got to look out from the input that you get it from other people. Number two, you got to almost turn off your television from all the news that's going on, that over and over again, and hour by hour, they talk about the outbreaks of percentages and who lived and who died, and on it goes. You got to cut that off. But what I do positively, you increase the praise. Yay! And so in time past, we say, put on a record. Don't say it anymore. Or they would say, put on a cassette. Some of you might have that. Or put on a CD. Some more might have that. Or to play it streaming on your computer or your phone. More do that. But the point is not how you get it to yourself. The thing is, you got to get it inside of you. Praise and worship to the King of Kings, who is in control over every single aspect of living. And then, secondly, get into the Word of God. Read the Word of God. If you don't know where to start, start in the book of Psalms. Psalm 1, start right there and meditate on that Word of God day and night. And the Bible says, just like David wrote in the first part of Psalms, then when you meditate day and night, you will receive the blessings of God, the knowledge of God, the foresight of God of things yet to come. He'll make you like a tree planted by rivers of living water. You don't want to be an old pond that's kind of scummy and has all kind of junk. No. You don't want that. You want to be a stream of living water, and that only can happen when you get living water inside of you. So, don't fear. Look out for the next one. God bless you.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Sumrall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Sumrall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.